May peraan. May peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan, kung saan tayo gagabayan ng mga eksperto sa pagsagot ng inyong mga tanong na may kinalaman sa pera, mapautang, ipon, insurance, tax, racket, o diskarte sa negosyo. Ako si Christina Lazo at ang My Peraan question ay galing kay Concepcion, hindi niya tunay na pangalan, 70 years old mula sa Victoria. Pakinggan muna natin ang kwento ni Concepcion. Kamusta kayo? Ako si Concepcion mula sa Victoria. May konting kita sa aking property investments. Lola Concepcion na lang ang itawag niyo sa akin. Pinag-iisipan kong bigyan ng cash ang aking nag-iisang apo ngayong Pasko. Yun nga lang ang gusto ko sanang cash gift ay yung tipong tutubo sa kalauna ng panahon. Wala akong alam sa pag-invest, pwera na lang kung pagpapaupa ito. Ang My Peraan question ay, ano po kaya ang pwedeng investment na maibibigay ko sa aking apo? 10 taong gulang lang siya at gusto kong makaipon siya sa aking ireregalong investment. Para po magsilbing gabay, makakasama natin muli ang finance expert na si Miss Maria Papa. Hello, Miss Maria!
Hello, Christina! I'm so happy again to be here.
Yes, umpisahan na natin sa simpleng paraan. Please explain po muna, ano nga ba ang sabihin natin yung mga klaseng investments no, na pwede nating ibigay, lalo na sa mga mas bata?
Commonly, ang ginagawa ng mga grandparents, di ba, pag Pasko sa Pilipinas, bibigyan ka ng pera. Ipon ng mga bata yung mga regalo nilang pera para for their, kung anong gusto nilang bilhin. So that's the common way that the grandparents do it. Pero si Lola Concepcion is a bit investment savvy kasi alam may mga paupahan siya, di ba? She understands investment and she wants to actually help the grandchildren or the grandchild, isa lang apo, no? To start, you know, to start investing and probably teach her about him or her about investing as early as now. Pag sinabi nating savings, it's a very low interest environment that we have at the moment. Ang baba ng interest, di ba? If you borrow to buy a house and all that. So, ibig sabihin, ang interest na nakukuha mo, if you save, is very, very low. Probably less than 1%. So, if you put it in something like savings, hindi masyadong lalago yung pera mo. Pero like, let's say, yung exchange-traded fund, yun yung isang nakikita ko na no fuss investing, hindi ka masyado mag-iisip, pero it's something that can grow in value over time.
Exchange traded fund, sige. So obviously fund meaning investments yan, but please enlighten us. Go ahead po.
Oo, hindi ba karamihan ng tao, they're afraid to invest no in shares, di ba? Yung shares, like let's say, bibili ka ng shares ng CBA, yung bangkong napakalaki ngayon. The reason being, they think shares are very risky, no? Now, ang maganda sa exchange-traded fund, it's a basket of different companies. Hindi lang isang share. Sa exchange-traded fund, you buy one unit. So it's also traded sa mga platforms ng mga banko at saka may mga low-cost provider. But it's a basket of different shares of different companies. Like let's say, merong ASX 200. That's a basket of mga the top Australian 200 Australian companies. It's a combination of banks, finance, mining like BHP or Rio Tinto or mga manufacturing companies or like let's say companies like yung mga West Farmers who owns coals. So, it's a combination of different companies na ano yung tracking nung ASX, ng Australian Stock Exchange, kung paakyat siya o pababa, yun din ang sinusundan nito mga kumpanyan to. So if you invest in it, pag tinignan mo yung index fund ng ASX, umaakyat naman yan over time. Siyempre, minsan bababa, aakyat. Depende sa nangyayari sa mundo, di ba? Tsaka sa Australia. Pero yung direction niyan, paakyat lagi. So like let's say, magbumili siya ng $500 worth of ETF initially. Let's say $10 a unit. So $500, 50 units, no, isang exchange-traded fund. Iwan lang niya yan for the next 10 years. Kunyari, 5 years old yung apo niya. In the next 10 years, iwan lang niya. Yung apo niya actually is not able to touch that until he or she turns 18 years old, no? So ilalagay mo lang yan dun sa pangalan ng apo mo. Pero syempre, ikaw yung nagbukas ng account. Until such time na yung apo mo, pwede na niya ma-access yung account na yon. At pwede na niyang gamitin yung pera. hopefully, by the time na pwede na niyang gamitin, pwede na sigurong pandeposito ng bahay ng apo niya o siguro pang pambayad ng kanyang tuition sa eskwelahan, imbis na nag-hex siya para wala siyang utang. So, itong bubuksan niya today is something that her granddaughter or grandchild will be able to use in the future. But it's something na you invest today pero knowing that in the next 10, 20 years, aakit yung halaga niyan. And it will be a sizable amount which the grandchild can use for her personal use in the future.
Mm-hmm. And we know that in investing po, di ba, kayo din mismo nagsabi niyan, kailangan you have to start early. So would you consider this as a good entry point siguro po sa investing, no? Para sa kanyang apo who's only what, 10 years old ngayon. Kasi parang when you look at ETF, sabi niyo nga, no fuss, no? But maybe walk us through, parang bakit po siya naging no fuss? So number one, iiwanan niyo at pwedeng lumago.
Yes, kasi it's invested wisely naman eh. Top Australian companies yan. So how can you go wrong? Pag yan mga kumpanyang yan bumagsak, ibig sabihin yung Australia mismo bumagsak na as an economy. In 10 years or 20 years, it's something that will actually grow in value. At saka you have to think of years, ang ibig sabihin yan may compound interest. So if a particular ETF goes up in value by 10% every year, iko-compound mo yan over time. So in the next 10 years, it can double in value or even in less than 10 years.
Does this also mean po ba na sabihin natin easily maintained ito? Kasi meaning they don't have to monitor the particular stocks, di ba? Dun sa ETF na yon. Parang set and forget investment siya.
Sabay patato.
Tama po ba? Opo.
That's a good point you raise. Yes, it's a set and forget.
Okay, so that's really good, lalo na para sa apo. At para din sa mismong lola na magbibigay. Ayaw natin siyang pag-isipin ng mas mabigat, hindi po ba? So now po, sa mga katulad ni Lola Concepcion, how can they get a hold of yung ETF? Saan nila pwede ito makuha?
You can, if she has a bank, and then if she, may mga trading platforms yung mga bankong yan. So it's available through the trading platforms of banks. Except that, of course, each trade would cost you around $15 to $20 per trade, no? Yung, meron namang mga low-cost share trading platform, which nakikita ko, ming Raise, R-A-I-Z, Stockspot, Superhero, eToro. It's not very expensive and millennials love it because it's online. Mm-hmm. It's more or less based on algorithm. They try to find out yung iyong risk rating and all that. Those are other platforms which I think for as low as $9 you were mentioning earlier, you can start trading, which is less expensive. So it's there are different options available. And she can start doing it as soon as possible. Kasi, syempre, it's time that will make it worth investing in ETF. Mm-hmm. Another reason why you invest in ETF is because, of course, it's low cost nga eh. Hindi siya katulad ng properties na ang laki-laki ng perang inilalabas mo to invest in properties. Ito, ang ETFs like shares, low cost investment lang yan and very liquid. Highly diversified, liquid, and low cost. Remember that sa ETF.
Okay, at ngayon po, no, as with any form of investing, alam natin na meron talagang risk, no, na nakapaloob dito. Panghuling mensahe, what can we tell the grandparents and parents siguro na nakikinig ngayon sakaling gusto nilang kumuha ng ETF? Anything that you'd like to share with them po?
I don't see any... It's, of course, any investment is risky. But it's only time that will reduce the risk whenever you invest. The good thing is you help your grandchild start investing as early as now. And then hopefully the child also learns to invest and then put her savings as well. Dadagdag niya doon sa nilalagay ni Lola Concepcion, yung kanyang savings as well. And she understands. And you begin to, ang pinaka-greatest, I think, thing that you'll be able to do for your grandchild is teach the grandchild how to invest as well. Yun yung magandang maibibigay niya at maipapamana niya sa bata. On top of, nagbigay na siya ng initial investment habang bata pa siya.
Ayan. Maraming salamat po ulit sa ating tampok na eksperto. Thank you so much, Miss Maria Papa. Thank you po.
Oh, thank you again, Christina.
Ayan. At kung may nais kayong itanong na may kinalaman sa finance, investments, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, i-email ang filipino.program@sbs.com.au. Huwag mag-alala dahil pwede naming hindi banggitin ang tunay ninyong pangalan sakaling mahiyain kayo. Mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Muli, ako si Christina Lazo para sa SBS Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, may peraan!
May peraan!